Winnipeg Jets made an announcement today that we had decided to send Mark Scheifele to Barrie of the Ontario Hockey League, and I'll open things up to your questions.
Why?
Well, I think it's an opportunity to have a young player to continue his development, and Mark's a player that within the Jets organization we hold in extremely high regard, and it's an opportunity for him to go play at the level that most of his peers are playing at. He's a 19-year-old player, and he was experiencing very good success prior to the World Junior Camp, and then obviously prior to the start of the National Hockey League, and we're looking forward to him to go back there and pick up where he left off with a very good junior hockey team.
How did you take this decision?
Well, I'm like a professional. We sat down this morning. First of all, we met late into last night as a management staff and spoke with Mark Chipman and told him the direction that we were going to go. And we met with as a coaching staff and a management staff and discussed the decision, and then Claude and Zinger and myself met with Mark this morning and explained it to him. And certainly I would assume there's a level of disappointment because like anything, you want to play at the highest level as fast as you possibly can, but he certainly understood it. I spoke with his agent after and spoke with Jimmy Roy on the player development side as well, and Jimmy's been in touch with him. So again, I would assume there was a level of disappointment, but he understood it and took it with great professionalism.
How much did you have to wrestle with this decision? Was it something that was pretty evident by the time you had to make it, or was there still a lot of debate last night?
Well, there's always debate. I think that it's a decision that you make. You don't have a lot of time to make it, although it may seem like the decision drags out of time. Like, relatively speaking, you really don't have a lot of time to make it, and the effects of it are long reaching. And I think the easy thing would have been just to say, let's just let him stay here and play and see how it goes. But the see how it goes is the kind of the unknown that you don't want to have happen with a young player like this, and the opportunity for him to go back, be a leader, continue to grow both on the game side but also on the strength side with a very good hockey team under a very good mentor. It's an opportunity that we feel strongly about. Well, what we learned is that obviously he's got good hockey sense, that he can adapt from a natural position at center to playing the wing. As an organization, we see him as a centerman. There's no question there. But, and that's the kind of nature of the situation at the National Hockey League level, is sometimes you have to try and find different opportunities. I thought he played very, very well, although I wasn't at the World Juniors. Hearing from his coaching staff, and obviously we had staff there that watched, he played very well on the wing there. But for us, we see the long-term future at center. So, he showed some adaptability, but we need to find a way when he does come here on a regular basis to make sure that there's opportunities for him to play at the in the proper space.
For the first practice after the lockout, he was on the wing. Was it always kind of in the back of your mind that the best option may be going back and just getting more experience amongst his peers?
Oh, I really didn't have any preconceived notions at that point in time. The disadvantage that we had, as an organization and every organization at this point in time, was that we didn't have the opportunity to have a training camp. And, generally training camp is, essentially 14 days long, give or take. So you have that opportunity to evaluate, play exhibition games where you can take a look at different players, under different lights and in different situations. We didn't have that luxury. We, obviously it was important that we got off to a good start. There was some set lines from last year that you were going to have to give some opportunities to play to see if that chemistry still existed. And then obviously we brought in Ole Jokinen into the organization, so you have to give him a good chance to see where it fits and where the natural levels are going to be. And there's young players also like Alex Burmistroff that, so there's lots of different players that you have different issues and different placement things that you have to deal with, and Mark was one of them.
How far away is he?
Well, again, there's no time frame on development. Everybody develops at their own levels. We feel that from a skating and skills perspective, there wasn't any questions there. There we're not looking at to saying, well, is he fast enough? Is he skilled enough? Or where does he need to play? I think we've got a good understanding of that, and I think by playing him on the wing as opposed to center, what we told him was that we were looking to see from a strength perspective how he was going to be able to last over a long period of time. Now, under normal circumstances, you're given, a 10-game window essentially to make those, assessments. And this one, we had a 5, but also the time frame of which those 5 games were there. And the magnitude of the remaining 48 games or the remaining games within the schedule, what they mean to the club, all those kind of things led to saying the best option right now is for us to send him to Barrie to continue his development, and as a Jets organization, giving Claude every opportunity to put the guys out there that he feels are can win on a nightly basis.
There are players his age making contributions to teams. You played against some of them. Did you expect him to be a little further along at this point?
Well, we really didn't have a lot of expectations as to where he was going to be or not going to be. If you remember back into training camp last season, I don't think there was many people in the room that thought he was going to stick. Then obviously he had a tremendous exhibition season that allowed the opportunity for him to earn the right to play and to start the season and to continue the further evaluation process. I think you have to be careful with respect to just putting an age limit on things. I think if you look back over some of the different players that maybe are staying at younger ages or not, there's different stages of the development, both physically and also on the other aspect of it is that some guys are actually older. Some of the players within a draft year are late birthdays. So although they're drafted in the same year, they're not necessarily, the same age, so to speak. And then you also have the fact that, this is only going to be Mark's third year in junior. A lot of the players that have moved on, it would have been their fourth year. So you take all those things into consideration. And, at the end of the day, the fact that you don't rush a player shouldn't be looked at a negative in any way, shape, or form. And for us as an organization, we pledged at the beginning when I took over here is that we weren't going to rush players for the sake of just rushing them. I don't have to stand here and say, hey, look, our first rounder's playing in the National Hockey League. For me, it's giving the kids the proper opportunity to grow, giving our coaching staff the proper opportunity to try and win on a nightly basis. And I'm not going to sit here and say to Claude, you got to play this guy on this line and this many minutes this night. So, when he's ready, he's going to be able to do that on his own.
Is there a concern now when he moves to junior show because the AHL option isn't there? Like most players, like you said, he's had so much success there, including this year, don't develop those bad habits? And is that Jimmy Murray's job to make sure he stays on track?
Well, I think the organization that he's going to is a top-notch organization, and the coach that he's going to be playing under isn't going to allow those bad habits to creep into his game. I think that if you look at if there was no hockey this season, if for some reason the lockout continued, that's where he would have played the entire year, and to look at how he developed from the start of the season to obviously the World Juniors and coming here, we're very pleased with his development at that point in time. The one thing that kind of gets that lost in translation sometimes is that when you want someone to grow and to experience leadership options and become a leader on his team, you have to give him the ability to lead. And too many times a lot of 18 and 19 year old kids get plucked out of junior when they're not ready, when they're just starting to become leaders, and then they really don't get that opportunity to be a leader on their team. When we talked to Mark in the meeting this morning, we said there's going to be lots of ups and downs. Obviously you've seen it here in a short period of time. You win 3 in a row and everybody's up, you lose 3 in a row and everybody's down. But as a player, how are you going to handle that mentally? How are you going to handle that? And when you're a leader on this team, how are you going to handle that? So when he goes back to junior, it's going to be his responsibility on that team to handle that with that team. And he's going to be able to have those experiences, draw back on them, and 4 or 5 years from now when he's a real leader on this team, he's going to have that experience to draw back upon. these are lessons that, you know, again, if you don't give them the opportunity to learn, they never will. It's like, you know, you go to college, you don't just go right from middle school to college. You go to high school. And if you miss out those formative steps, you might not have the success that you want down the line.
Is it also a case of him going back and getting back to the junior game in time for playoffs? And
well, we really didn't put a time frame as to when we wanted to make this happen or when it should happen or shouldn't happen. We purely, I guess, selfishly did it on the Jets' timetable here. You know, there was obviously some opportunities where, you know, we were saying, well, he's scratched, send him back. But what's happening behind the scenes on the days that he was not playing, that he was a healthy scratch, they were learning opportunities, for Mark, but also for ourselves, because on those days he gets to spend one-on-one time with our strength and conditioning coach. And, you know, there's a certain way that a professional player handles being scratched, a certain way a professional player handles the development process in season, you know, where when you're in junior, a lot of times, there's not the staff around to help these kids to know exactly what they need to do in season to continue to develop and to grow. Well, we had that opportunity here. Again, if there was a regular training camp, you know, the time frame, if you really look at it, he probably would have been here right around the same amount of time. So the timing of sending him back to Barry was strictly just our own choosing.
In your mind, is he still a can't-miss surefire NHL?
Well, for me, it's really what he does on the ice, and we have tremendous confidence in him. He's proven it time and time again with his junior team. He's proven it, on the highest stages at the World Junior, he was one of the top players as selected by his team and his peers and the tournament on Team Canada. So every challenge that he's had in front of him, he's met, and I'm very, very confident that he's going to meet the challenges ahead of him with the Jets organization. So we feel really, really strongly happy, I don't know what the right word is, with respect to his development, and he has a bright future with us here in the Jets.
Where does Ames show the most growth?
Well, I think if you really look at the skating and the poise, I think for me the biggest jump has been the skating. It's a much stronger skating. He's able to maneuver around the ice with more poise. But having said that, I think that there's still areas of strength that he'll have to continue to grow on. But these are not things that are not common for an 18 and 19, 20, 21 year old kid. You know, it's I think everyone knows, you know, that different players will develop differently on the physical side of it, and at some point in time, you know, the physical side of his body is going to catch up to the skill side of his body.
Is this a sign that there's a win now mentality here?
Well, I think there's always a win now mentality. I think that you never say I'm going to try and win tomorrow. You're always trying to win now, but in the same token, you're not going to win at all costs, and I think that you're not going to throw the future out the window here for the sake of just trying to do something short term. We've talked about it at quite length that if there's an opportunity to improve our team now, be it trade, be it anything, signing, keeping a younger player here, we're going to do that. But it's not going to be at the long term cost of the future of a young player or future assets. Not right now. Obviously there's a couple of different roster decisions that we hope are on the horizon, and hopefully, Zach Bogosian is going to be ready at some point in time here. I think he'll start skating with the team here in short order, which will be an exciting development, for us and for Zach. I think he's certainly chomping at the bit to get out there and has looked good in the injury reserve skates, I guess, so to speak. And so things are moving along well there. So, we do have Anthony Peluso that, is available to go into the lineup. And we'll if there's a call-up on the horizon, we'll see how it goes. You know, we play essentially an every other night schedule for a little while here, so we have some time to look at that. Very happy for Zach. You know, it's always nice when you get to see the smile on a young kid's face when he gets put in the first game, and then obviously for him to play as poised as he has. It's not a surprise to those that have been able to watch him for the 2 years now. But certainly it's nice to see him come in. I think he's got obviously a few more things he's got to learn as he goes through the circuit. He's going to continue to learn them. But he had a tremendous day in front of his family yesterday, and nice pass on the winning goal. So it's an exciting thing. But you try and look for the silver linings in the different situations that we're faced with right now, and with Byfuglien going down and Bogosian not being available, you have to turn to some people to step their games up. And the fact that two young players in Redmond and Postma have been able to fill minutes, contribute and play well is, I think they only have probably about 10 NHL games between them. It's a nice thing to be able to see. Well, the first 2 weeks have seemed about 2 months. Although the time happens quickly, there's lots of things compressed in a short period of time. We've had to deal with a lot of different things. But, I thought that, for the most part, it's there have been some very, very good ups. I think everybody likes the fact that, we did get off to a good start after, obviously opening night probably wasn't what we wanted, and everybody was probably wondering what's going on. And then we managed to win a couple of games on the road, which was exciting from the standpoint to see the growth in the guys. But there's different things at play here that are new to every team right now, is how do you handle the compressed time frame, the schedules. The different things like mandatory days off that you have to try and build into the schedule, from a player standpoint. So there's lots of different managing things that are going on between the coaching staff and certainly for us in an evaluation process. Would I have liked to slow down the games and try and take things in a little bit slower on the evaluation side? Certainly you probably would, but that's not the case. Well, I think if you go back to last year, and I don't want to say it this time, but last year at the beginning of the season, he was given an offensive opportunity and he flourished. And then at one point in time, he hit a wall. Don't know why, don't know what, but those things, certainly you could see, and frustration I think mounted because the points weren't coming and the offensive side wasn't coming as quickly. But that was a year ago, so now you see Alex from a different perspective, he's a year older, he's grown a year more. And yesterday he was given an opportunity to play with players that are more likened to help on the offensive side, and I thought he had a very good game yesterday. Now, having said that, it's another opportunity for him tomorrow. That's what this game's all about. That's what the story that a gentleman that I used to work with used to say, it was like, it's like 82 one-game seasons. This year it's like 48 one-game seasons. Every game is like a season in and of itself, and when you win a couple in a row, you'd like to enjoy it. You'd like to be able to take a deep breath and sit back, but the moment you take your foot off the gas, something happens. And when you do lose three in a row, the hardest part is not losing sight of the fact that you do have another game in front of you here to try and redeem yourself. Good, thank you.
Thank you.